listener production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The opposition isn't a fan of the federal government's new deal with the Greens. Labor's reached an agreement on its safeguard mechanism, which would put a hard emissions cap on the country's biggest polluters. Shadow Energy Minister Ted O'Brien says it's bad for business.
This is not a plan to decarbonise the Australian economy, but rather a plan to deindustrialise it. This is a hard cap on growth of the Australian economy. This is a carbon tax on prosperity.
The cyber attack on Latitude Financial has deepened. The company has now confirmed hackers have stolen around 8 million driver's license numbers, while 53,000 passport numbers have been compromised. Victorian MP Moira Deeming has been suspended but not expelled from the state's Liberal Party. She's been stood down for 9 months after attending an anti-trans rally that was crashed by far-right extremists. Party leader John Pesutto says she deserves a chance to learn from her mistakes.
You want people to learn and to grow. And sure, I would have preferred that Moira make the concessions and the condemnation we saw this morning and in today's address to the party room. I would have preferred she did that on Sunday, but she's done it and she now has an opportunity to work.
Barack Obama and his wife Michelle have touched down in Sydney. The former US president and first lady arrived overnight on a private jet ahead of a speaking tour this week. Briefly, Google has issued an urgent warning to Chrome users to update their browsers, with the old version apparently at risk of hacks. To sport, Raiders star Jack Whiten has opted to accept a 2-game ban for his high hit on Knights half Jackson Hastings. He's also copped an $1,800 fine for a careless high tackle on Lockie Miller, while Eels prop Junior Paolo also entered an early guilty plea and will serve a 2-game suspension. And St George veteran Aaron Woods has addressed speculation surrounding a potential move to Manly. He's told listeners Footy Talk podcast negotiations are ongoing.
Nothing's happened as of yet. Still the Dragon and still fully committed to the Dragons, but it could change.